Judge Isger, can you tell us about some of the considerations litigants may wish to keep in mind regarding the timing of the valuation hearing?
So there are a number of places where the valuation matters a lot. And realistically, where the big concern is on valuation of secured claims for the purpose of timing. I think valuation of the company as a whole is largely going to go into the negotiation process for the plan and will deal with whether or not you are treating junior classes fairly. But with secured creditors, there can be a huge difference between the value on the petition date and the value on the effective date. I had a case about a year ago that remains on appeal, and the issue was one under 1111B of the bankruptcy code. Under 1111B, a secured creditor may elect to have its claim treated as fully secured, but then gives up other rights in the process of 1129. And so I had a situation where the secured claim at the beginning of the case had no value, and because of what had gone on during the case, by the effective date, the secured claim had about a $50 million value. The secured claim was about $100 million. The creditor elects 1111B, and the question is there inconsequential value? Because under 1111B, the creditor can't make the election if there is inconsequential value. If there was non-inconsequential value, the creditor gets paid $100 million because of the 1111B election. If there's inconsequential value, they get paid zero because the unsecured class was effectively getting basically litigation claims against the secured creditor. And I think it's a very difficult question. I ended up holding first that you decide claims and their character at the petition date.